Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
There is no excuse for these kinds of documents to be in the public domain. They don't deserve to be in the public domain. They deserve to be protected.
White House National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby says the Justice Department and the Pentagon are investigating a major leak of classified documents exposing U.S. intelligence gathering. He says officials are still unsure if the leak is contained. The documents include materials concerning Ukraine's military readiness, as well as U.S. espionage efforts in Russia and other countries. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee says he will sign an executive order to strengthen background checks for purchasing weapons following the recent deadly shooting at a Nashville school.
It's been a very emotionally charged couple of weeks, but we have to stay focused on the path forward. Tennesseans are depending on us.
Lawmakers have already passed school safety legislation putting armed guards in Tennessee schools. Lee is calling for an order of protection law to keep guns away from people who are a threat to themselves or others. President Joe Biden has signed a resolution formally ending the coronavirus national emergency enacted in March of 2020. Five states have already started to remove people from Medicaid, which was expanded during the pandemic. Avanel Joseph of the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation says many people who remain eligible for coverage could slip through the cracks.
People who are currently enrolled in Medicaid, less than 25% know that changes are coming. Even fewer than that are getting help to figure out what their options are.
Medicaid is the largest public health insurance program for Americans with low and no income. One in five people are enrolled. The Justice Department is providing the Senate Intelligence Committee access to documents found in the private homes of President Biden, former President Donald Trump, and former Vice President Mike Pence. Senator Marco Rubio says lawmakers have considered withholding funding until all the documents are handed over.
I'm not in the threat business right now, but we certainly are. There are things we need to do as a committee every year to authorize the moving around of funds. I think the Director of National Intelligence and other heads of intelligence agencies are aware of that.
Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg has filed a federal lawsuit against Ohio Representative Jim Jordan, accusing him of working to intimidate Bragg by probing his prosecution of former President Trump. Bragg is asking a judge to invalidate subpoenas Jordan plans to issue as part of his investigation. Democrats have chosen Chicago to host their 2024 national convention. The pro-union city beat out Atlanta and New York as President Biden works to secure the organized labor vote prior to the 2024 presidential race. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.